Michaela. Go up, say hi to Michaela. Wow, I think they know you. Michaela the Grove. Michaela has been on our serve team, is a faithful leader with us on Sunday mornings, on Tuesday nights. But Michaela is going to share her story where what we just sang is true, that God met her in a low place and has redeemed her life. And so I'm so excited. So I just want to encourage you to lean in because the Lord has something for you. It's why she's standing up here. And so Grove, one more time, welcome Michaela.
Hello, everyone. I am Michaela. If you know me from high school, you probably would have never expected to see me up here, but I am just truly humbled to be able to tell you all how my life has been undeniably changed. So I was born in Houston, and 2 years later came my beautiful sister Madison, who is also here. During this time, my father was caught in adulterous behavior, which caused my mother to fall into deep depression and anxiety. She was prescribed several medications and depressants that quickly developed into an addiction to drugs and alcohol. The brokenness in my parents' marriage quickly led to chaos in our home, where I witnessed physical abuse and more fights than I'd like to remember. Because of this, my sister and I were constantly having to move around, sometimes with family members, and oftentimes with the men my mom hoped would fill her emptiness. I had to change schools 8 different times, so at a very young age, I experienced a lot of grief and anger. I struggled with suicidal thoughts, and I had a difficult time feeling like I belonged anywhere until I moved to Louisiana in 5th grade. For the first time, I felt hope. I made incredible friends and finally felt seen. But that hope was short-lived when my mom found out that her new fiance was having affairs and relapsed. The two of them split up, but we decided to stay in Louisiana. And by 8th grade, I lived in constant fear of coming home from school, not knowing if my mom would be passed out somewhere or ready to release her anger on me. But one morning, she left for work, and she never came back to that house, at least not while we were still there. So with no family in Louisiana, my sister and I were taken back to Texas, and I was devastated. I had to leave the only place I ever felt like I belonged, and came here to my father's one-bedroom apartment that his girlfriend and 3 other children lived in. So with the addition of my sister and I, that was a total of 7 of us sharing this confined space. My father's new relationship was nothing short of the way he treated my mother, so I was again witnessing abuse up close. Only this time I had 4 younger siblings that I was trying to raise and protect. All at the age of 12, I began to lose myself. I started to self-harm, and I found my comfort in getting drunk and having sex. In secret, I chased after this temporary thrill all of high school. But to the outsider, I had it all. I made straight A's, I was cheer captain every year. I led and was a part of several clubs and honor societies. But on the inside, I was broken. And because it was all I knew, I had no drive for light apart from drinking and wanting to be loved by boys. Fast forward to my senior year of high school, I decided that I wanted to go back to Louisiana for college, so I applied to LSU and got accepted to study engineering on a full academic scholarship. But when I got there, the thrill I chased in high school no longer satisfied me. Every drink made me sick, and going out made me feel more alone than ever. I thought that maybe I just needed to put myself out there a little more, and then I'd be happy like everyone else at universities. So I started hanging around the wrong crowd. And one night, I was so wasted that I was influenced to put my body on display for money. And after this moment, I felt dirty and unworthy of life. So when my roommate was gone, I decided that I was going to end my life. I I was sitting on my floor with a bottle of ibuprofen poured out into my palms, crying out for my pain to just stop, until an overwhelming peace surrounded me and an image of Jesus came into my mind. I've always known of him, but I had no reverence for him. He was just the guy I heard about in church on Christmas Eves and Easter Sundays. But after this night, I learned why I was drawn back to Louisiana, and it wasn't to pursue my career or be with my old friends. It was because the Lord knew I would find him there. And I instantly knew that nothing in this world would ever satisfy me, and that I had to follow him. So I began to read from the KJV Bible that my Nana gifted me at a young age. And the Lord began to reveal himself and his truth to me, that he saw the brokenness of this world. So he sent his one and his only son to this earth. And this son lived a perfect and sinless life, teaching us how we were meant to live. And then he paid a high price for our sin, and he suffered an unjust death. And for the joy set before him, he endured the cross for you and I. But unlike every other death, the tomb of this son is empty. This son who claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life, died a real and gruesome death and rose back to life 3 days later. Jesus, the Son of God, is alive, and that proves that he is Lord. Before God, I was angry, lustful, broken, and full of resentment. But after I met and made Jesus the Lord of my life, my brokenness was healed and my spiritual appetite was forever changed. His mercy was all I ever needed to escape darkness. And that same mercy continues to guide and sanctify me every day. So if you're here tonight and you feel empty, broken, or exhausted from chasing after things that don't satisfy, I want you to know that the God of creation sees you and he loves you more than you would ever imagine. And he's inviting you into a new life. He's already chosen you, and now he's asking you to choose him. So, brother or sister, hear me when I say those who seek the Lord will find him. I'd like to close out with some scripture. Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 5, if any of y'all want to follow along. If not,
yeah, good.
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who was rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. Glory. So this is not only my story, but it's his. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood that saves.